Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Joe, good morning. Dane, good morning. It's Chris Bavona with your fantasy sports news update. Guys, it's a shot that will be replayed for years to come. One of the all-time postseason moments as Damian Lillard closes out the Oklahoma City Thunder in 5 games from almost 40 feet to give himself an even 50 points and his team a spot in the second round. Thunder coach Billy Donovan felt like he saw this shot coming as early as the first half.
I thought we gave a really, really good effort, but he was really, he made some tough shots. I mean, you got to give him credit. I mean, I think at the night he had and the shots that he made epitomized the last shot of the game. Those are kind of some of the shots he made throughout the first half.
The official play-by-play listed as a 37-foot shot, but it hung in the air for nearly 2 seconds, hitting the bottom of the net as the buzzer expired to lift the Portland Trail Blazers in Game 5, 118-115. Blazers win this series 4-1. They await the winner of the Nuggets and Spurs in the Western Conference semifinals. Speaking of those two teams, guys, they faced off in a pivotal Game 5 with Denver and San Antonio tied at 2 games apiece. The Nuggets came out and showed the Spurs that they are really, really for real. Nikola Jokic had 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists, and fed Jamal Murray, who had 23 points, repeatedly in Denver's 108-90 romp of the Spurs on Tuesday. Nuggets take a big 3-2 series lead. Game 6 will be Thursday night in San Antonio. A pair of teams are moving on in the Eastern Conference, guys, and they did it pretty much with ease here. The Toronto Raptors turned in another dominant defensive effort, extending their playoff winning streak to a team record 4 and clinching a berth in the second round. Kawhi Leonard scored 27 points. Pascal
Siakam.
Thank you,
Siakam. You got it.
I'm learning these.
The world will know his name, too. He's another guy that's having a coming out party. I said Damian Lillard is going to announce himself as one of the best players in the league, but Pascal Siakam is also going to get more notoriety because he's actually the second best player on those Raptors. It's not Kyle Lowry.
I think Zycam is actually to help prevent colds, I believe.
It's allergy season.
Yeah, it's Zycam. But it's close enough. Call him Zycam. We knew what you were talking about.
No. I want to learn this properly. Pascal Siakam, he adds 24 points, and the Raptors route the Orlando Magic.
That's right.
Magic.
You can help us with pronunciation of NHL players' names, Bavona. It's all good.
You know, that's the funny thing, because I actually do want to bring up a story about the NHL, and there is a name in here that is kind of tough to say. But I wanted to, yeah, I wanted to finish
14
up.
Letters in the name, so of course it's tough to say. Can I
buy
a vowel? Yeah, really.
Kyle Lowry scores 14 points as the Raptors finish off the Magic with ease, bouncing back from a Game 1 defeat to win by double digits in 3 of the next 4. Toronto led this game by as many as 37 in the clincher, the biggest ever margin in a playoff game. The Raptors do not have to wait for their next opponent. The Sixers took care of that with ease as well. They show no mercy in routing the Brooklyn Nets 122-100. Joel Embiid even made a 3-pointer to give Philly a 24-point lead at 1 point. Here Embiid had 23 points and 13 rebounds. Ben Simmons adds 13 points, and no starter played more than 27 minutes in a game that really should have been called off after the first quarter. Sixers win this series 4-1. The Eastern Conference semifinals are set. Raptors and Sixers and Celtics versus the Bucks. This should be pretty damn exciting, guys.
Yep, certainly is.
All right,
much better than what we witnessed yesterday. Just embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing.
Cut the fat in the Eastern Conference, and now we have the main events that we were talking about you know, ever since probably like January or February, we wanted to see these four teams in the East go at it, and that's what we have. I believe it starts on Saturday?
I believe
or
so.
Or Friday? Something like that. So this weekend we're going to start seeing it. We'll be breaking it down in terms of series prices, that sort of stuff. Once we move
Utah,
to
Utah, extend your season. Make it interesting.
Tonight, the Rockets get a second chance at closing out their series against the Utah Jazz. Rockets up 3-1 in the series. They tip off from Houston at 8 p.m. Eastern. And the Golden State Warriors are home, looking to do much of the same in closing out the Los Angeles Clippers. This game tips off from Oracle Arena at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. NHL playoffs, guys, big Game 7s last night. San Jose Sharks rally from being down 3-2 in their series with the defending West champion Vegas Golden Knights. They also rally from 3-0 in the third period and move on to the second round of the playoffs. Sharks beat the Golden Knights 5-4 in overtime. After this game, though, Golden Knights forward Jonathan Marchessault, that was the name I was thinking of, Dane, expressed concern.
Great work.
For Sharks captain Joe Pavelski, who bled profusely after he tumbled and slammed his head on the ice in the third period. But Marchessault said angrily and pretty much like that, the five-minute major that was given to his teammate Cody Eakin resulted from that injury, during which that's how this 3-0 rally came back for the Sharks. He only had one thing to say. It's an effing joke. That is all he had to say about it. To call 5 minutes for that, it changed the whole outcome of the game.
You know what else is an effing joke? To give up a three-run goal, a three-goal lead there with about 5 minutes left because you were shorthanded. You got to be kidding me. Four goals in a power play on eight shots? That's pathetic.
Sharks move on to play on the Colorado Avalanche. More news next hour.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Guys, thank you very much for stopping by, making us a part of your morning here Wednesday as we try to recover from what was an amazing night in the world of sports, between the NHL, the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, a lot going on. The good news is we got even more games here tonight in that kind of do or die scenario where teams' backs are against the wall, and always a lot of fun this time of year. And just to piggyback what we were saying there with Bavona at the top of the hour, yes, you got screwed on a call, and this goes for anything in sports. Yes, you got screwed on a call. Shouldn't have been a five-minute major, right? But you're up three goals, all right? You got 5 minutes to go. All you got to do is stop a power play. Not once.
Pack it in.
You just got to stop it. So which means, to me, you didn't deserve to win because San Jose took advantage of the opportunity. They actually played pretty pissed at that particular point. And you didn't. So you got beat because San Jose actually took it to you. And we're not talking one goal here, Dan. It'd be one thing if it led to one goal, but it led to four goals in 5 minutes on eight shots. That's not on the refs. That's on you guys. So I know it burns your ass a little bit here, Vegas Knight fans today, but the reality is, stop a shot, stop a power play. Like, do anything you can do to make sure you don't let four goals in 5 minutes in, my man. Am I right?
Yeah, at this point, they could have taken a page out of soccer, right, and just built a human wall right in front of the goal. You know what I mean? But they obviously did not.
Excuses aren't there. I mean, the same thing with the, with the New Orleans Saints. Yeah, it sucked, but you still had an entire opportunity to be able to stop other plays from going on. I mean, to sit there and say one penalty – one way or the other, or one non-penalty is what caught. No, it's the most glaring because it both involved, obviously, refs. But the reality is when you roll back the tape, you're going to look at missed opportunity after missed opportunity. And, easy goal after easy goal that should not have been allowed. You had a 3-0 lead, Vegas. Like, there is no reason in the world for you to have done. And, oh, by the way, even the goal, you still had a chance to win it in overtime, even though you sucked.
Sure.
You still had a chance to win that game. So let's not go with the whole excuse thing about how the ref screwed us. Yeah, well, you know what? Pick it up and move on. You still had a chance to win the game. Sounds like
the New Orleans Saints to me,
Joe. Thank you very much. There you go. It's amazing how sports has a way of repeating itself. All right, coming up here, we'll visit Vegas, tell you what the latest lines for tonight are.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
NFL draft coming up here, people. Do not forget, tomorrow, 24 hours away from being either really stoked or really disappointed in your NFL team. And I can tell you this, one way or the other, we've got you covered here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We are going to be going around the clock, really, beginning at about 8 o'clock tomorrow night, first round of the 2019 NFL Draft. The guy next to me here, he is going to be there along with our good friend Mike Blewett, Emery Hunt. So they are going to give you an opportunity to vent, scream, yell, cheer, whatever it may be. Play-by-play, live, they're going to be dissecting what's happening in the 2019 NFL Draft. That is tomorrow, 8 o'clock. My suggestion, if you haven't done so already, head over to YouTube and subscribe to the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, because you can weigh in, you can join the chat there. There's they'll give you the phone number, you can call in. A lot of interactive, an ability for you guys to vent, get it off, what you think, what do you like, what do you hate, and it's always good this time of year, especially during the NFL draft, to either, you know, let it out, be excited for your team, or be like, my team sucks. I don't know what they were doing. Either way, it is therapy time with Mike Blewett, Dane, and Emery Hunt. That's going to be tomorrow, guys, 8 o'clock. So make sure you guys are tuning in and subscribe to the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page if you haven't done so, and get ready to be excited. And I know we're excited here on Make It Rain as we get ready, hour number two. We'll talk a little bit about that NFL draft to give you some of the latest news and, of course, some of the prop bets as the markets are adjusting a little bit as far as who they think on these prop bets is going to go number one, number two, number three. Yeah. You can bet on just about anything, and we'll go over those coming up here. But just to recap, if you're just joining us here this morning, last night and throughout the day, you will be hearing a name over and over, not just this morning, but really moving on from this point out. That name would be Dame Lillard. This is a guy that you probably don't. I mean, diehard NBA fans know who he is. Run-of-the-mill NBA fans or people who just watch the playoffs, you probably don't. I've heard of him. I think I know. Trust me when I tell you, guys, do you know Steph Curry? Much like you know the name Steph Curry, I can assure you over the next 12 months, you are going to know and you are going to fall in love with Damian Lillard, a guy that dropped 50 last night and banged a 40-footer at the buzzer at home to eliminate the Russell Westbrook and Paul George Thunder, who played a great game. It was awesome. They had to come back from 15 with 6 minutes to go at home to even give him a chance to bang that 40-footer, but he did. And guys, I'm telling you, there are only a handful of people in the NBA that can actually pull off the kind of shot on purpose that he pulled off last night. And one of those names is Steph Curry. So anytime I'm telling you that, yeah, him and Steph Curry, then you know the kind of company that we're talking about here. This is a guy that has been there before, has experienced defeat in this very moment, 2 years in a row, banged out first round as a higher seed. There is just, and we've been telling you all week, I told you from day one that I had the series ticket. I said, this is a mismatch. You guys are out of your mind, Vegas, thinking that somehow Oklahoma City is a better team, even without Nurkic in the lineup for Portland. It's not the case. The numbers don't say it. Not to mention, you look at Lillard, you look at CJ McCollum. You know, sometimes you can look at an athlete and just see how they carry themselves, their demeanor, where there is something different here about these guys, the way they talk, the way they've played. And it culminated last night, last second, 40-footer on purpose. Sinks it. They advance. And guys, I'm telling you right now, whoever it is they're going to play, in all likelihood, probably Denver, they are without a doubt going to be the favorites, not because of talent, but seriously because of experience. This is where the next round for Denver is where that experience and youth that everyone has talked about with this Denver team, that's where it'll come into play, going up against a guy like, Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, who've experienced failure over the last couple of years. Yeah, you're going to see the difference between what experience does for you in the NBA playoffs next round. But kudos to Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers, guys. The biggest threat to the Golden State Warriors, not Houston, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, Joe, and we mentioned it. You know, I've been saying it for the better part of 2 months. In the NBA playoffs, there are levels to this. Teams experience the frustration of getting bounced out. You know, kind of buffer themselves and get better and better as time goes on. You know, like the Pistons had to overcome the Celtics in the late 80s, early 90s. The Bulls had to overcome the Pistons, and it took time. And, you know, you mentioned this with the Blazers getting bounced out in the first round and swept the last couple of years. You can see it in the cut of their jib, Joe. They are not going to let it happen again. They are going to take that next step. And I think you're absolutely right. If they wind up seeing Denver, Denver is one of those teams that I think are just earlier in the process than the Portland Trailblazers, you know? And so you're absolutely right. There's something interesting about this Blazers team. Get up on the gravy train now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you listen, I mean, this was Damian Lillard after the game last night talking about, yeah, guys, we're not done yet. We're not even close to it.
I think the last two times that we advanced, I think we kind of were satisfied with getting out of the first series. Sometimes the season wears on you. It's almost like you give in to the fatigue and the mental part of it, and you bow out of the playoffs. I think where we are right now as a team, we're not ready to bow out. You know, I think we're getting stronger the later it gets, and it's showing.
Guys, that is what experience does for you in the NBA on the biggest stage with the best basketball players in the world. You heard it right there. You don't have that kind of perspective as an athlete until you have learned and experienced how to lose and you've experienced defeat. You do not get to that point. It took Michael Jordan 7 years in the league of getting his ass handed to him, right? It's taken, you don't just come into the league and dominate. Hell, even LeBron, it took him a couple of years to be able to get it right. It just doesn't happen. But if you don't have that perspective, it makes it very, very difficult, which is why, quite honestly, watching that game last night between Denver and San Antonio, Denver's a better team. Denver's got better shooters. They got better athletes. They're younger. They're quick. They're a better team. But the thing they don't have, which is what has caused this now to go to a six game, they don't have the experience the San Antonio Spurs team does. And that is what that can carry you in the playoffs in moments like this. So I do think Denver, kudos, seven players in double figures last night for the Denver Nuggets. All right. At home, they showed you why they are a number two seed. They can play. They can shoot in this NBA and score. Seven dudes with double figures. They can shoot. The question is, you got to go meet. You just heard what Damian Lillard said there. Good luck with that, Denver. We're going to learn a lot about you, but I wouldn't, if I'm a Denver Nuggets fan, I wouldn't expect an awful lot, but I would be maybe, just maybe, there's more to be learned in losing than there is actually winning at this stage in the game for this organization and franchise.
Yep, Joe, that's what we're saying. I've been saying there's levels to this. You heard Dame Lillard say it himself. He said in previous years maybe they were happy to be there after winning a round. Yes. And they are not – their hunger has not been quenched yet this year, right? And so I really think that's the case. And, Joe, honestly, I've been also saying, and I know you don't fully buy it, I'm applying that same logic to the Eastern Conference where the Milwaukee Bucks have not had that experience of losing yet. They don't have the calluses from that experience yet. And that's why they're facing Boston. And I'm wondering, that's why I'm sort of leaning in this Boston, this Toronto direction for those same exact trends and reasons, Joe. Toronto, Boston, they've been there before. They've been beaten down by LeBron, right? And now is it their turn? In the same way we're talking about Portland, is it their turn? I know you love Giannis, but I want to apply the same logic in the Eastern Conference, Joe.
And it's a fair point by you. Absolutely. I would just say that you're talking two different animals from styles of basketball between the West and the East.
Yeah.
I do think it's a little bit less competitive in the East than it is in the West because everyone outside of LeBron over the last 8 years has no experience ultimately. We'll talk about that coming up here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
I think Portland's going to win this series. I think they're going to win the next series.
You're really going out on a limb saying they're going to win up 3-1.
I think they could win the entire Western Conference, Ronis. I think they're that good this year. If they could win this series, it could propel them to the NBA Finals, and people will finally realize how good Lillard really is.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back. Listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Welcome in on this Wednesday as we try to push to make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. I'm looking at the latest numbers here from Vegas as far as the games tonight, including the Golden State Warriors trying to finish off the Clippers here. Opened up at 14, remains at 14, minus 14 as Golden State comes home. And it's an interesting number, Dan, because I do believe the closing line was Clippers 13 and a half their last game. And although L.A. was home there, the Clippers were at the Staples Center there. The Golden State Warriors were not able to cover that. They go back to the Oracle. And 14 is a number there that so far there's an awful lot of tickets, awful lot of money backing the favorite, the Golden State Warriors. And then, of course, the Utah Jazz and the Houston Rockets is extremely intriguing due to the fact it opened up at 8.5, okay, for the Houston Rockets. But now it's been pushed down to -8.
Yep.
Which tells me there is some cash, guys, some big cash coming in, pushing that number down on Utah. So there are some there is some steam here. There is some sharp money coming in saying, yeah, I think Utah might be on to something here with may not win, but eight is a pretty big number, especially if you're frustrating a James Harden and you've done so over the last two games and you've proven that your style of basketball might just be a big enough pain in the ass to the Houston Rockets that, you know, maybe you can get a, you might not win, but can you cover 8, 8.5? That's going to be the big question tonight is, has Utah shown you enough? And do they have enough momentum, you think, to go in and at the very least be a giant thorn in Houston's ass? Or are you going to expect Houston to do what they did in the first two games, which is just come out and bury them by the end of the first quarter? I don't know that we'll see that again. I do think it's going to be a little bit more competitive. But once again, bookmakers not making it easy. 8.5 to 8. I don't know. It's a tough number to look at, man.
It is. You know, I may have to pull my teaser out again, Joe. I may have to pull my teaser out again. What if I do two? And I make the Warriors down from 14 to like 9.5. And I make the Rockets down from 8 to like 3.5. I'd feel a lot more comfortable. Because I do believe generally, Joe, that, you know, we're in a similar situation of like dead man walking like we were last night. I do think at some point the Warriors and the Rockets will ultimately win these games and close out the series because they know they need rest to face each other. And I do think because these teams are on the road, you know, the Jazz and, of course, the Clippers, I think that's going to be the difference. Those buildings are going to get crazy. And similar to what I saw in Toronto and in Philly last night, I do think the home team up 3-1 will be able to put the nail in the coffin. But you're right, these are bigger numbers. And so I'm wondering if the tease is open again. But with the Rockets and Jazz, which we both expect to be the more competitive thing, Joe, the reason I'm on the Rockets is quite frankly just because this game is in Houston and they did kind of blow them out a little bit in Houston. And here's the difference. Donovan Mitchell, I believe, will come to play. on the road, it is harder for the role players to do things. So I look at game four, right? And when I see that Jay Crowder dropped 23, when I see that Ricky Rubio dropped 18, those are the places where I think it's going to be a big difference, okay? I do not expect Jay Crowder to go 8 for 13 from the field like he did in game four. That's where I think the difference is, and that's where I think the Rockets can pull away.
You don't think he's going to go out there and just start shooting bombs like he did in the first
game? Not in Houston. In Utah, maybe, where all the Mormons are waving their towels. That's the difference.
Even
you know,
then,
you talked about the Thunder, Joe, right? Paul George was fine. Russell Westbrook was fine. Other people need to step up on the road. Jay Crowder, Joe Ingles, these are the kinds of guys that can have nice games in Utah. I don't trust them on the road in Houston. That's why I do think ultimately the Rockets close it out tonight.
Oh, that is funny. Jay Crowder. Not expect. Listen, he could play.
I don't think Jay Crowder is dropping 25 tonight. Can I get a prop bet on that, Joe? You with me on that? Can we get a prop bet on that?
He could play the next 100 games in Utah. He is not throwing up those kinds of numbers again. It's not going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. And Harden's not going to go 0 for 15 again. You know what I mean?
So funny,
that's the difference between home road. Jake the stars Crowder. Show up all the time. It's about the role players. And, you know, that's what the Jazz are relying on. We've talked about this in the playoffs, right? You need offensive depth to advance in the playoffs. That's what you need. And it's great when Jay Crowder or, you know, a guy like Ricky Rubio pokes their head up in front of the home fans. But that's not going to happen on the road. And I think just like we saw with Toronto and Orlando or Philly and Brooklyn, I think that the Jazz are closer to a Brooklyn-Orlando kind of dead man walking than they are to, say, Oklahoma City, who showed up and showed out a little bit in that situation. I'm comfortable laying the points, but I'm going to tease them, Joe. And, man, by the way, I get mine. It's 100 to 100. If, let's say, I bet $50 on this two-team teaser, my win is $50. It's not. I'm not paying a ton of extra juice.
Don't do it, man. And I'll explain why here in a second. You and these damn
teasers.
I got to take the word out of you. I got to take the – no, I don't want you to bet, but I want you to get that friggin' word out of your vocabulary. I don't want to hear about teasers anymore, damn it. All right? I'll give you the safer
school
play.
Me, Joe.
Same
school
amount
me, Joe.
Of money. But I will
school
say
me,
this. I will say this to your point. Yes, dead man walking in two situations. But we all know that winning this game and covering the game are two different things. So the real question is, yes, the Clippers aren't winning, but the Clippers have also shown enough propensity to be bit of a thorn that, you know, they're not going to quit. You know, Doc Rivers and kudos to him with these guys. I don't know that we're going to get what we had from Brooklyn and Orlando yesterday. I don't know that Doc Rivers and this team is going to do that, because I do think and at least we have seen, even when they were getting blown out early on in this series, it wasn't like the Clippers folded. They were still fighting and battling to the very end. And yeah, they may not win. They're not going to win. But the reality is, I only need you to lose by less than 14. And that number's probably going to be going up, too. So I do think there is some value.
Why tease it to make it go down, Joe?
On the other one, but I got a better bet than that. And as far as Utah goes, the better numbers to look at, I think, especially in this game, are the totals. All right, because you have a total of 235 right now in the Golden State game. You have a total of 213 right now in this game. And here's what you need to know about the totals in the series. Okay. The under is 6-1-1 in the first eight meetings between the Jazz and the Rockets this year. The under has gone under by a total of almost 10 points per game. All right. Now, if the Jazz keep putting up a fight and cover the first half spread like they've done, I do think that the Rockets may be a even better play here for you, dude, is to keep an eye on the second half, because since December 1st, the Rockets 12-0-1 straight up in the second half when either trailing or leading by five or fewer points at the end of the first half. So if they can, let's say Utah is a little annoying. Let's say they've kept it close, okay, and you're going into the second half. Houston is definitely the play in the second half here, especially at home. They will turn it up. We've talked about second half wagering before there, kind of see it with your own eyes, get a feel what's going on. What they have proven time and time again is that they are very well equipped, that if this game is close or tied, that Houston is going to go ahead and dominate the second half, especially at home. But keep in mind, too, under Mike D'Antoni, it's just the fifth time the Rockets have shot worse than 40% in consecutive games. Just the fifth time that they have done that, because they've only shot 35% from the field the last two games. And a lot of this has to do with the way Utah, and this is what a lot of people were saying, the matchup originally, we thought this would be a 6 or 7 game series because of the defensive minded. And if they could go ahead and attack Harden, it's kind of like cutting the head off the snake, right? If you take Harden out of the picture, you're asking other guys maybe to step up in a playoff situation. And yes, Chris Paul is Chris Paul, but is it enough? You know, what makes them really dangerous from behind the perimeter is that you got Harden running up the court over there with all these different options. Who do you stop? But they've done a pretty good job of bottling him up. So the fact that they're 3-1 straight up and against the spread in the past four, their only loss actually came to the Warriors in the playoffs when they've shot less than this, tells me that Utah has got to not only be able to stop them one more time, but they've got to be able to score. I do think they've found something with Harden. I don't think he's going to go 3-for-20, but I do think that they have figured out a way where if you take out the perimeter, you own the boards a little bit, Utah's got a chance. They absolutely have a chance. They're not going to win, but I do think that they might have found something, and with Mitchell leading it and kind of coming up to and coming into his own, there's a possibility here. They're going to linger long enough in this game to cover by 4, cover by 5, but I really like the under in this game due to the fact that I'm 6-1-1 in the last 8 between these two teams here, and it's gone under by 10 points on average. So 213 to me, if the defenses reign true, which I don't see why they wouldn't, I'm good to go with 213. I think the under might be the more prudent play here tonight, and the numbers are kind of bearing out early on along that thinking, too. A lot more handle coming in on the totals right now than coming in on the spread. But if I'm you, instead of a teaser, my friend, you ready?
Yeah.
You got the book open. Go ahead and do this.
I'm writing it down.
Just go ahead, okay, and take the money line parlay on Houston and Golden State. It's going to equal the same even money, maybe a little bit better than even money than your tease will be. You know Golden State's winning. You know Houston's winning, according to you.
-1200 and -390 is what I'm seeing.
There you go. And you put them together and make a few bucks back, because you're almost guaranteed to win. We'll do the numbers coming up next.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Getting ready for that NFL draft, of course, tomorrow night. Want to remind you guys, Dane here, our good friend Mike Blewett and the whole crew, they'll be getting you ready here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And also want to remind you, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, they'll be going live 8 to 12. So they're going to be here available for your venting or celebrating, whichever may happen. I guarantee with 32 NFL teams and John Gruden in the league, anything is possible. I think the range of emotions is going to be pretty crazy tomorrow, but it is therapy time as Mike Blewett, Dane, they will have you covered along with Emery Hunt here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And do want to remind you also, you guys know that pretty much starts the season, right? And you guys know it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And the good news is Roto Experts knows it too. They've got you covered with their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package. Got the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. You got Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts. They're going to provide dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content pretty much every day of the year, so you can have an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. So do yourself a favor. Save 10%. RotoExperts.com now. Promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. And you mentioned it, Dane. We've talked about it a little bit yesterday with this draft. And yeah, as we pivot away from the NBA playoffs and the craziness that was last night for a few minutes, let's talk a little bit about this draft and what's coming up. And once again, I'm watching commercial after commercial. It's so funny, the PR machine of the NFL. They are pretty much telling you. I'm watching now. I'm watching Dak Prescott do commercials about Kyler Murray and how, you know, dude, they doubted me. Like, you're promoting a guy that hasn't even. You're pretty much telling us all that, yes, tune in because Kyler Murray is going to be the face of the NFL draft this year. Otherwise, why the hell are you putting a commercial on like that, promoting it? They are really taking the hype train for Kyler Murray to a different level. So when we look at some of these numbers right now, as far as what's going to happen, where's he going to go? Has he going to go? Here's what I have listed as far as the Arizona Cardinals pick number one, right? Let me see. First overall pick, Kyler Murray. Yes, minus 500. The top two picks, is he going to go? Yes, minus 1,000. First quarterback drafted, yes, minus 1,000 to a minus 1,500, somewhere in there. The drafting team, Cardinals, minus 350. And will he start in week one, I think, which is the most interesting of them all. Will Kyler Murray start week one in the NFL? Yes, plus 140. But I do anticipate that that's going to go hard left here once we get past that as time moves on and once the draft happens. But I mean, listen, of all the prop bets regarding Kyler Murray, is he going to the Cardinals? And if he's not going to the Cardinals, what are your thoughts? Is he going to stay? Is somebody else going to do it? Or is this just, let's move on to pick number three, because that seems to be the most interesting one with the Jets?
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray is one, and I think Nick Bosa is two. And I think you could write that in right now. In fact, Joe, and I hate to give this out because the last time I gave it out on air, it changed in like minutes before I could even get it. But you can get right now Nick Bosa as the first defensive lineman drafted at minus 270, it looks like. And I think that's a lock, Joe. I really do. Mm. I don't like to, you know, play those minus in the 300s or in the high 200s, right? But like, we've been saying this for the better part of a few weeks. Kyler Murray, the reason he's number one is because of the positional value of quarterback, right? And everybody wants to take their shot there. I think there is consensus that the like safest blue chip prospect that will have an impact this year in the NFL is Nick Bosa. I mean, everybody thinks that. So, you know, I know people have talked about Quinn Williams and Josh Allen, and now there's some buzz on Ed Oliver as well. But I think this is a lock, Joe. Nick Bosa is the first D lineman drafted if you want to play the prop game. And you ain't going to have to wait because it's going to be in the first couple of picks. So you can, you know, you don't got to stay up late for that one. I think you can cash that ticket in the first half hour of the draft.
Yeah, a couple of things. Draft position, they have it listed. Some of the books here are 2.5, and that is under.
For Murray?
Yeah, no, for Nick Bosa. His draft position is at number 2.5. And, of course, there's been some change there. The narrative has changed a little bit with his Twitter account and people,
yeah,
you know.
The only way that happens is if the Niners trade out. You know what I mean? That's the only way he falls, is if someone else trades to 2 to get another quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, listen, that's why I like him as the first lineman. Yeah, everything we have seen, all the mock drafts still have the 49ers there. But there was some concern that maybe the Niners, you know, San Francisco being such a progressive and liberal city, that maybe his Donald Trump dolls and, you know, his thoughts.
Stuff.
Yeah, not necessarily a great fit. And it's something to consider, which I think the only person that helps really is the bettors who might be backing this this prop. The draft position within 2.5 under is at minus 357. Will he be the number 2 overall pick? Yes, minus 260. Drafting team, will it be the 49ers? That's minus 230. And is he the first defensive lineman drafted? Yes, minus 280. All in all, those numbers tell me that there's some certainty, but there is some doubt. This isn't a minus 1,000 like Kyler Murray is. You know, minus 250 to minus 350 in those kinds of number 2 pick. Is it the 49ers? Will he be the first defenseman? Those numbers were a lot bigger, you know, last week leading up to it. But since the headlines came out, there might be some, you know, that there's some value there in looking at Nick Bosa and going, I'm convinced the 49ers, regardless of what is said, is going to take him. Well, you know, at minus 250, then that's a hell of a lot better than laying out, you know, minus 700, which is where it was prior to this. So not bad there. I mean, those headlines might have actually created
helped
some value for the sports bettor here, because I happen to be with you. I think he's the guy everyone talks about. It's the solid across every mock draft I've seen. It's Nick Bosa to the 49ers. Where the intrigue really starts is with the Jets at number 3. Because we have heard either, you know, Alabama's Quinnen Williams. We've heard Josh Allen from Kentucky. Then we've heard that the Jets reportedly aren't sold on Allen. Then we hear the Jets want to trade down, which, of course, I think makes the most sense. We have said that forever. Go get that number 2, that second round pick again. You're going to be able to get a great defensive player here one way or the other. And then, of course, you know, we hear that Quinnen Williams was really the guy that the Jets want more than anything else. But now, of course, we're hearing that Ed Oliver is, you know, his elite athleticism, I guess, has really blown guys away from Houston. So there's a lot going on with the New York Jets, a lot of uncertainty. And, of course, that's what allows you to get some quality odds here. For instance, Jets, will they trade pick number 3? Yes is minus 112. That's a pretty good bet. I mean, yes at minus 112. I think there's still a 50-50 shot they do that. Is a top 10 pick traded on draft day? Well, if it happens, it's probably going to be with the Jets right off, right? Yes is minus 700. Quinnen Williams, draft position, 3.5. go over minus 150. Because if you don't think they're going to go Quinnen Williams, then the over is the play. And at minus 115, yeah, quality. And how about the number three overall pick? Yes, is plus 220. So Quinnen Williams has got some value there, man. If you think Quinnen Williams is going to be the guy for the Jets, then yes, at plus 220, you might be able to pocket yourself a couple of bucks there, my friend.
That's interesting. Too bad I think no is the right answer there, though, Joe. Oh,
you know. Okay, all right. So you don't
think it's Josh Allen. I think it's Josh Allen. I think, to be honest, I think for Mike Maccagnan, option A is to trade down. Okay, but that's on the under the idea that there is a suitor, right? That there is somebody there that wants to say maybe leapfrog the Giants or here's buzz about other teams trying to go up. You know, mm-hmm. I think what they want to do is trade down. You mentioned it. They want to recoup the assets for trading up to get Sam Darnold last year. And Joe, this draft class is notoriously deep and strong when it comes to linemen, edge rushers, and the trenches, right? So they could mm-hmm. trade down and get an offensive lineman and an edge rusher, you know, if they were able to do that. And that's what I think is better for the Jets. If they stay at three, while Quinnen Williams is starting to draw comparisons to Aaron Donald, I actually think they're going to go a little bit more need on the defensive line, which is at the edge. People have already been making the comp of Josh Allen to guess who, Joe? To Anthony Barr, the exact guy that the Jets tried to target in free agency and give something like a $17 million a year contract to. Okay, that's the type of player the Jets wanted. Okay, a fierce pass rusher who had some coverage ability. Josh Allen is, in essence, Anthony Barr 2.0. I think they fill the need and get the edge rusher that they have lacked since John Abraham for that squad. Remember, they still have Leonard Williams in the interior. They signed Henry Anderson, remember, who was like a nice surprise. They re-signed him. So the need is more at edge to get that pressure and then the interior. Even though Quinnen Williams could be a generational talent, there's people saying he could be like Aaron Donald. I think they go Aaron Barr, but all that is still option B because what they want to do is trade down and get two assets because this draft is so strong in the trenches.
Yeah, and then, of course, moving down the list there, you get to the Giants at number six. We've all heard about Dwayne Haskins, right? And whether or not is he going to go? Is he not going to go there? Some of the prop bets surrounding the New York Giants is whether or not they will pick a quarterback with the first with that first selection. Yes is plus 175. If you think it's going to be Daniel Jones, which we've heard aloud going. Will Daniel Jones be the second quarterback drafted? Yes, plus 350. Interesting. Hmm. And how about Josh Allen? You think he's going to go to the Jets. Some people think he's going to go to the Giants. Giants are plus 600 right now to go ahead and get Josh Allen, which isn't a stretch because if you go down the list from, let's say, the Jets take Quinnen Williams, let's say Oakland, who was apparently in love with Ed Oliver as well, they go that route. Tampa's going to go linebacker Devin White. I think that's the only first linebacker drafted, Devin White, minus 480. Yeah, it's going to be Tampa. Circle that, lock that up. That's going to be where he goes. So then you've got the Giants. If they go quarterback or really the guy that would be out in that scenario and who would be available is Josh Allen. And that's a pretty decent price there if he falls to number six, which, again, is quite possible given the fact that the Jet report is not enamored. And we know that that Gruden is really the wild card. But if he's going to do anything and play with a defensive player, he's already made it known that Ed Oliver is his guy. So, and I think that's why the Jet rumor has come also, because if the Jets are interested and Gruden wants him at four, that could be your trade right there.
It could be. But, Joe, I'm not believing a word I hear out of beat writers from the Jets right now. Okay, we're in that time of year where I don't believe Jack that's coming out, right? And so I still do. I do believe if they make the pick, I still believe it's Josh Allen. And I think that hearing people that they're not enamored with it, the same way we're hearing that, oh, Dwayne Haskins might fall and these sorts of things. To me, this could be all that smokescreen stuff. I still believe option A for the Jets is to trade down. And option B is, in fact, Josh Allen, in my opinion. The interesting part you mentioned about the Giants, though. Don't forget the Giants have number 17 overall as well, right?
Yes.
And that could be a place that they look at if it's not a Dwayne Haskins, if they think they could sneak Daniel Jones in pick 17. But what's going to also happen, Joe, you mentioned the trades and how it would have to be, you know, at three. I don't think so. I think if we get a little bit later in that top 10, you're going to see teams potentially like Denver, like Washington, like your Miami Dolphins that might be interested in snagging a guy if they are still there.
Interesting. Drew Lock has got some interesting numbers, too, as well, at number 10 for the Broncos. We'll tell you what his line is coming up next.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
I'll tell you, man, that Angels lineup, it's abysmal. Like, I watch them night after night, three up, three down, three up, three down, three up, three down, three hits in a game. They're pathetic. Like, they're a bad baseball team, and they're always favored. It's just one of those teams, like, perception versus reality. Like, I think they're going to be a fade team this year. I was going to get your take on that, because we want to attack certain teams, and they've been awful. Like, I know Seattle started off well. They kind of cooled down. But as for the Angels, they're a team I'm going to be betting against lots, George. They're not that good.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. Do you want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Fantasy Sports Today.
I could see the Raiders getting a quarterback in this draft. Obviously, they need to focus on the offensive line as well.
They have a lot of needs, right? Joe. They had 13 sacks last year. The Giants were second worst in the league with 30. The way things are starting to shape out now, if Ed Oliver gets snagged by the Jets or someone else at three, then Josh Allen is there. Maybe they like Josh Allen as the edge rusher instead of Quinnen Williams.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, coming up here will be hour number three. Of course, our favorite hour is we'll help you make it rain, diving into some of these numbers, some of these plays here today, our make it rain plays coming up. Plenty of action, Major League Baseball, of course, a couple of elimination games, not only in the NBA playoffs, but another game seven in the NHL. Always exciting, but we were talking a little bit of NFL draft, some of these prop bets coming up tomorrow. Again, a reminder, our man Dane here, along with Mike Blewett and the gang, are going to be live wall-to-wall coverage during the NFL draft. A chance for you guys to hang out with them, vent, you know, kind of be interactive as they walk you through as it's happening from Nashville, the 2019 NFL draft. Got you covered here. If you haven't done so, head over to YouTube, the Fantasy Sports Radio YouTube page there. Just go ahead, click it and subscribe to it and hit that little bell in the upper right-hand corner and boom, you'll be notified every time they go live and when it's happening. We'll count on it. 8 p.m., 12 p.m. tomorrow, they've got you covered with the NFL draft. The other quarterback that we've heard a lot about, you mentioned earlier, Drew Lock. I find his numbers fascinating because John Elway's already told the world he loves Drew Locke.
Elway loves him.
He really loves him. So they're at 10. And so when I found this prop, I was like, the question is, Drew Locke, draft position, 10.5 is the number. Under 10.5, plus 140. Over, minus 130. So what that tells me is that there is some thoughts that, yeah, maybe Elway's saying he does, but the actual favorite is to go past the 10th round, past the to Denver, maybe to a, you know, to Cincinnati or to the right. Dolphins there. So Vegas is telling us that 10.5 is the number. Somebody's not convinced that Elway's going to go and take Drew Locke there with the number 10 pick.
Do you believe in Joe Flacco? Is Joe Flacco the answer for the Denver Broncos, Joe?
No.
I think Elway is enamored with Locke. You know, he was at the Senior Bowl, I believe, and saw Locke show up and show out there. But I don't know if he's the guy, but if Elway loves him, I think he's going to snag him.
Yep, that's not a bad bet. The question is Haskins going to be available there? That'll be the interesting decision, but plenty of opportunities to make it rain in the draft. Certainly tonight as well. We'll help you do that coming up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.